The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Lord, this is knowledge now, illumination. He don't move, right? But right now, he's blessing you at 2929 Cheltenham Avenue and healing somebody else in Memphis, Tennessee, and delivering somebody in Austin, Texas, and setting somebody free in California. But he is on his throne. So he said, Moses said, what should I say? He said, just tell them I am. Now notice this. They said, Moses said, they don't know you. They don't know your name. God said, tell them I am, which suggests that they know I am. That passage requires some work. He said, they don't know you, so they're going to ask me, what is your name? Because in their culture and in their heritage, names meant something. So what's his name? Moses, God said, just tell them I am. So can you imagine going down to tell the people, God sent me to deliver you. Who's God? I am. No, not you, Moses. Who sent you? I am. No, Moses, you're not listening. We're not asking you. We're saying, who sent you? I am sent me. Well, who's the I am? I am. Wait a minute. You can't be the I am. I'm not. I am sent me. Who's the I am? I am. No, Moses, you're not the I am. I'm not saying I'm the I am. I'm saying I am sent me. Well, who's the I am? I am. God's character is confusing to those who aren't in the kingdom. And you keep spending all your time trying to reveal the mystery of him to sinners or people who don't even know who he is. Let me give you an indication real quick. People who don't know who he is fall asleep in service. If you know who he is, you'd be up as close as you can get, sitting on the edge of your seat saying, you would not have brought me here today if you did not have something for me. And if I sleep, I might miss it. So I'm going to stay awake so I can get it. I'm going to push through it. If you're sleepy, get up and go home because you're hindering those. Do you know nothing turns you off more than watching a Christian sleep in service? They can scan that Muslim service. You never see a person sleep. They can scan the service or am I right about it? And not nobody in there sleeping. But in a Pentecostal church, people are sleeping, talking, texting, eating chewing gum, playing games on their computer phones, and they're doing why? Because they don't know who he is. Do you know you're in the presence of the I am, the healer, the deliverer? You talking about, I'm in a lot of pain. If you knew where you were, you could get rid of that pain. I'm about pastor preaching too long. If you knew who the I am is, you say, preach longer till it breaks through. Preach, just a little bit longer. Listen. The illumination says he's the God of action. You don't come to church and just sit. He's the God of action. Why? Because he's been revealed to you. Woo! I am that I am. I am. I am what? Whatever you need me to be, baby. You need healing, then go for it. You need deliverance. Listen, I'll tell you all the semantics later on when I reveal my 17 Jehovah titles. But right now, sufficient for you is just to know that I am, that I'm capable, that I'm that I have the ability, that I can do anything that I say out my mouth. And I need my children to agree with me, to stop fighting me, to stop doubting me, to stop leaning on flesh and have the revelation that I am. Just when you're about to get a breakthrough, they put people up on the screen that have nothing to do with the preaching. They scan the audience, and they put somebody on that's sleeping, and they put them up on the screen, and the word of God is just about to grab you, and on the screen comes an Amalekite. It's a scan, the camera, they're trying to scan the audience and get those facial responses. But you're not going to learn God by looking at facial responses. The children of Israel did not get delivered by looking at somebody other than Moses. God didn't send you here to watch people up on the screen. He sent you here to hear what I'm bringing you. When the Lord reveals who he is, then you put yourself in a position. You go from knowledge to illumination to revelation as he revealed himself to you. If he did, you'd be dancing and praising, realizing that your troubles are over now because you've just met the answer. I've got a smartphone and I've got a smart iPad. I just got a new iPad. I couldn't resist. I didn't need it, but it was there. And I just, it's the new one. It's got the little pen that you write with. And I just had to get it because it was new. Nothing wrong with the old one. I'll just give it to somebody. And so I look in that iPad, and I had to do something because it was Wi-Fi and telephone enabled. And so I called the carrier, and I said, I just got a new iPhone. I got a new iPad. I said, and I want to enable it. He said, oh. He said, okay. He said, what carrier do you have? I said, you. That's why I called you. Like saying, is it raining outside and you got an umbrella? I don't get it. He said, oh. He said, Mr. Lambert, it ain't that difficult. I said, well, what do I got to do? He said, just open up that little white card they gave you. And there's this clip in there. He said, push it on the inside. Push that little button. Until that little door pops open. He said, now do the same thing to your old one. I said, well, I don't want to lose what I got on my old one. He said, oh, just back it up to the iCloud. I said, I don't have no iCloud account because church people get a hold of my information. He said, oh, just back it up to the iCloud. He said, and then you can switch it over and put it on your new one. I said, but what's that got to do with the other stuff? So he said, I need you to go into your settings and look for this. He said, I something, something, something. And I said, I don't see that on the new one. He said, well, that's no problem. I said, what do I have to do? He said, just take that clip and push out that door and take that little chip inside and just put it in your new one. He said, I'm going to wait till you do it. So I did it and closed it up. He said, now turn off the new one and turn it back on. And all my information, all my settings was in that new one just by simply changing the chip. Some of you just need your chips changed. Because I've been preaching since I got up here, and some of you sitting there waiting for me to get started. If your chip was changed, you'd realize that I just put you in the presence of God. Tell somebody next to you, change my chip. Yeah. Jesus did not change the power of God. He just changed your chip. It's the same power of Exodus. It's the same power of Daniel. It's the same power of Ezekiel. It's the same power of Isaiah. You don't need to look for new power. You just need your chip changed. I got knowledge. I got illumination. I got revelation. Come with me. After I get knowledge of God, after I have illumination of God, after I have revelation, it is now time for demonstration. Time for me to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Time for me to raise the dead. Time for me to get free. Time for me to get rid of anxiety. Time for me to stop letting the devil run my house. Time for me to take my children back. Time for me to walk in prosperity. Time for me to live above and not beneath. Time for me to move into the depths of God. You see, what the devil has been successful in doing is keeping us ignorant. And that's why God said through the prophet Hosea, my people are destroyed. He didn't say you were destroyed for lack of power. He didn't say you were destroyed for lack of illustration or illumination. He didn't say you were destroyed from that. He said you were destroyed for lack of knowledge. Do you know that math, once you get past basic math, when you get into the algebra community, do you know that math at that point becomes a system of formulas? We worry about the numbers, but it's the formula. And once you get the formulas right, you can plug in numbers. But you have to master the formula. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. But there is no A or B, so you just put in the number. 4 squared plus 6 squared equals, are you hearing me? And so that's what this is all about. The Bible is a book of formulas. That's why God refuses to give you a specific definitive identification. He gives you a formula. I am that I am. What are you? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? I am that I am. What do you need? I need to be healed. I am your healer. I need some money. I am your provider. But I got to get you from this kingdom where you see me from a dim position to this kingdom where you see me strong.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.